Yo, Courtney, what's good?
Hey, what's up, man?
Man, not much, man. Not much, man. My bad, I hit you up late. But what's good, everybody listening? Finish Work Brand Podcast, Josh Collins speaking.
Courtney Douglas present.
Yeah, man. Man, hey, when I just hit you up, right? Yeah. Hey, for those of y'all that don't know, like, we use the Anchor app. It's literally, like, pretty much us talking on the phone, but we just structure it as a podcast to it, the Anchor app. But if you listen to our podcast last week, man, I ain't feeling that music, man, at the beginning, man. I ain't feeling the music, dude. I am nothing. It's whack, man. It's whack, bro. It's
elevator music.
Yeah, man. It ain't groovy. You know what I mean? Oh, man, I can't vibe, but, you know, we're going to make it work, yo.
It's like those it's like those first, you know, when you first got your iPhone, like the first generation that had those white ringtones.
Yeah, I remember
that. You know, we went through that phase, man, where everybody got, like, the callback number, so you put the hottest song for people to listen to.
Yeah.
So we're going to show them a little grace. Hopefully they at least another 100 songs.
Oh, man. It's something groovy, man. It's something, man. Like, boy, Slim Pickings.
Yeah, very slim.
And for those of y'all, I know it's loud, but we try something new. Like I said, different little format. We can't control the volume the way the app is. So, yeah. But we appreciate anyone that rock with us, man.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Just stay tuned. Like we said, man, the pool is still cold, man, with the Anchor app, man. So I think, man, this is a good medium to use, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, y'all experience and everything as we experience, too. But we just want to stay consistent and put some content out there. Episode
13? I don't even know. Give me the line.
Listen. I'm just glad that we being consistent, man. So shout out to everybody, man. Welcome in, man. We got some good topics for y'all tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
But, we just ready to rock.
Yeah, we hope y'all hope your weekend was well, man. I got injured, man, last Friday, man. Man, just working out, man. I messed up my my T spine just a little bit. It's not even like my upper back, just like tender, man, kind of in my rear delts, man. I got, like, super crazy. I ain't even going to tell you what I did, but super crazy.
Was you doing with that Power Train XTX?
No, it wasn't that. No, I just got careless on something, man. I just had a lot of weight on my back. I got real careless on just coming up, and the weight came down on me. Jeez. So, yeah, I'm a little tender, man.
I bet.
I ended up seeing a chiropractor today, man. Shout out to my guy at Proactive for the free. Got me in. You know, but yeah, I think I'm just bruised, man.
Okay.
That's what my wife was saying. I just got bruised, but he did something to me where he bear hugged me and I started cracking and all type of spots, man. I'm talking about he gave me a Zangief from Street Fighter bear hug, and all you heard was I'm like, yo, and then he put me on my stomach, right?
Yeah.
And then I don't know what he used, man. It felt like a kneecap, but I know it wasn't his kneecap because he was standing. Man, he put something in the middle of my back though and like just pressed down, and boy, that sounded like somebody was, like, cracking walnuts open, man. Mm. I'm like, yo. And I never say, ow, when I'm in pain. I just start laughing, man. I'm like, ah, and I start laughing. Like, everybody know I'll just laugh, man. I don't know why, I just laugh. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I felt better, man, because it was to the point where, like, even when I breathe, I can feel it in, like, my delt. So, I'm better, man. I'm a little tender right now as I speak, man, but I'll be good.
Cool,
I'll be good.
Cool.
It's a funny experience.
Cool.
But I do think I'm getting sick, though. Like, like a little cold, or I don't know what it is.
Yeah, well, you know, the first day of fall was this past Saturday, man.
For sure.
As well, man. So,
for sure.
Yeah, man. I had an interesting thing today, man. My wife had gave me a call, and, you know, she was saying that she was coming down with something or allergies and stuff, man. So, you know, she's getting ready to get the boys' flu shots, or all of us, really.
Yeah.
So it is a changing of the guard for that. I've noticed too, man, being out on my route, man, I always know when the weather's changing because I'm so used to being and just focused on what I'm doing. I've been running into a lot of cobwebs lately, man. Disgusting, but kind of cool in a sense, man. Like I'm seeing these humongous spiders out there. And I'll stop and watch them make their web, man.
Yeah.
I want to put a camera in front of one, man, and just capture it.
But, like a time lapse.
Yeah, like a time lapse of how they do it, man. That's
yeah, that would be sweet. That would be sweet.
And I've seen it. You can YouTube it. But,
yeah,
man, that is some powerful webbing, man. And man can't duplicate that, man. God put a unique feature in the spider, man. It's like they knit it, but it's not cool running into, because I'm talking about mouth, nose. I'm like,
then your hair, man. And if, I got hair, so.
Got you.
Oh, my God. You're walking into a web, man, is like a net. Just get trapped inside of a net. So
that's what it feels like, man. And I can hear it popping stuff. I'm like, man, this is. I just feel nasty after that, man.
So, oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Do you think seeing more spiders is a sign that the weather's changing? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's how I can know that fall is it now.
But, yeah.
Spiders are very very smart, man, because they always put their webs, or the name of it. They always put their webs in unique spots. Wherever there's most, you know, for mosquitoes, the flies. I seen a dragonfly caught in one. I was like, whoa, that's a nice catch.
Yeah.
You know, so they're going to eat real good, man. This, especially where I'm at, man. I deliver in the cottages, man. So it's just trees everywhere. So I guess, you know, nature taking its course.
That sounds like childlike faith, man. Like I said, last week, I was reading a book called Eyes Wide Awake, man. And it was just talking about looking through the eyes and not bypassing anything, man.
Yeah.
Everything was made to honor him, and everything was made to give thanks to him. So, you know, as you get older, man, I'm be honest, man, I overlook a spider and a spider web, and now I'm thinking about it, I'm like, yeah, that is cool. Just the design of it and all that too. And the book is about, man, no matter how old you are, like, always appreciate creation, and everything that's created has some type of characteristic to the Lord. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And it's up to us to, you know, have that bond with God and figure out, like, what is this saying to us, man? But that's how the Christian mind should be thinking about, like, you know, how is this linked to the Lord, this creation right here? So I think that's cool, man. That's childlike faith right there. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Some adults might look at that and say, oh, that is just a spider or a web, but no, it's pretty cool when you break it down.
Yeah, it is, man. And to me, that, you know, just seeing them, just how they operate.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like me, and I've known that I've grown, and most people might think it's lame, man, but I don't like stepping on insects now, man. I'm like real cautious.
Oh, yeah.
Like if I see something in motion and really adapting to its environment, I'll overstep it and keep it moving. You know what I mean? Like, no more looking for that. Like, I seen, like, a spider, like, the size of my thumb. And, you know, I got some big hands, man. So, seeing that, I just left it alone. I just let it do its thing and kept it moving. But, you know, normally, we always, you know, judge or try to kill something off, man, that may frighten us or something that we don't understand. Man, we so quick to, you know,
that's me, man. I'm so racist when it comes to insects. I'm so racist when it comes to insects, man.
Oh, mosquitoes, man. I get rid of them.
They get it. Yeah, they get it.
I don't really see what God was thinking when he made the mosquito. Spiders are
cool. I think I saw something one day that said, you mean to tell me Noah put two mosquitoes on the ark?
Come on,
man.
Now.
I was weak. Yeah, I was weak. I was laughing. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
I'm sure we research it, but I'm sure it has its purpose, though.
Yeah, like, I'm sure. Weather.
I mean, I swatted some bees today because, man, my hair, I like lavender, man. Everything lavender around me. Like, man, my sanitizer is lavender. My air freshener is lavender, man. Like, everything lavender. Even the I got black castor oil with lavender in my hair.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, usually, man, bees be all surrounding my head, bro. And, man, it was some bees out today. It's like three bees out. I'm outside in my class that I'm teaching. And, man, I was swatting everyone, man. So, hey, I'm racist, but I leave some ants alone. So, I'm racist, man. I ain't bragging about that. I'm just saying. I'm racist when it comes to the insects, man.
Yeah, I choose who we look at. Yeah, we choose who we allow to slide in and who got to get exterminated, man. But,
yeah. And it's also partiality, man. And it's weird, like, how I was just saying, like, that book taught me how to appreciate creation and look at characteristics, you know, that come from the Lord inside of creation. It's the other way around, too. You know, I think we all show partiality sometimes, man. You know what I mean? I let the ants live, but I'm going to step all over the mosquitoes, you know what I'm saying? And in a sense, you know, and I just came to me now. And on strong partiality and stuff like that.
Yeah, so, most definitely.
Yeah, man, not good. So, you know, we out here learning from Mother Nature.
Yep.
Out here, man. How was your weekend, though?
I would say same old same. I took my boys out to a game. Ben Davis versus Lawrence Northman. Went to go support my cousin, man. I haven't been.
What school did he play for?
He played for
Lawrence,
yeah,
or
Lawrence North.
Okay. Yeah,
and just being back in a high school environment, bro, and brought back a lot of memories, man. Going to Harding and Southside game, Snyder, Northrop, Northside, New Haven, DeWinger, Bishop Lures, man. Just, you know, it's nothing, man. High school football is just unique. I mean, it's football, yeah, but it's just something different about the atmosphere, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's in some sense amateurism, man, but, you know, these kids have skill, man, but they have strides to go before they can really, you know, max out their full potential and what they're doing. Some are there,
yeah,
some can use a little bit of polishing, but it's a lot of great showing. But, man, those kids are really out there competing. And it was just good to be in that environment. My youngest son, Caleb, he's a twin, you know, but he's the last one, you know, to come out. He really enjoyed it, man. My aunt and all her little friends, man, you know, it's like a group of mothers, man, that just scream and yell at the kids and at the ref. And he's right there mimicking and mocking, and they cheering him on, man. And it's just it was the funniest thing, man. So yeah, he got into it. So I'm thinking this Friday, we might try to go check out a game here. Maybe again, or maybe I think it's Warren Central is the number one in the city. Or maybe we might go check them out.
Yeah, it might be. Okay. Cool thing about like high school football, man, it's about building a culture where players don't feel accepted outside of the team. Some players play, some players don't, but it's something about putting on that jersey and just being on that sideline, cheering on your teammates. Something about working together all week and then coming together every Friday for the same common goal. It's something about not liking people outside of football, but and this is like our faith, you know what I mean? You hang with people that you wouldn't really sit with at a lunch table. You know what I'm saying? But every Friday, man, y'all got the same goal. There's a common denominator, and you work together to, you know, to get at that goal. There's no partiality. You know, we spoke about partiality earlier, and this, you know, there's no partiality, man. Everyone's on the same team, man. You either yelling on the sideline or you playing. That's what it's about, man. That's what it's about. Everybody has a part. we talk about one body in the Bible, man. Well, not we, but I wasn't there. But the Bible
I got you, bro.
You know what I mean? The Bible talks about being one body, man. So, like, one of my favorite analogies and comparisons is sports and the Bible. It's easy for me to talk sports, or when I'm talking to a kid, to talk the Bible. I mean, athletes, I'm sorry, not just kids. But when I'm talking about the gospel to an athlete, it's always easy for me to break it down through the avenue of sports, man. You know what I mean? Sports, you don't like everybody, man. But when that one common goal, you come together and until you succeed, man, mm-hmm. winning games. And when you lose, man, you sit there with your brother, one another. You rejoice with your brother, like Paul said. And you weep with your brother, man.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you lose or win, you rejoice with those that rejoice, and you weep with those, you know, who weep, man. There's so many life lessons in the game of football and all sports, man. And, you know, that I enjoy it because it's despite what's going on, you know, racism and stuff like that, man. Like, it seems high school football is somewhere that – you can go to an open arms, man. I'm not knocking any team sport, man, but them Friday Night Lights is
it's nothing like it.
It's on, man. It's on about it, man. On Friday Night Lights, winning team, losing team, we all here together, man. You know what I mean? We taking counsel from advisors, aka your coach. Your coaches are not perfect, so they're gonna mess up and drop the ball too sometimes, but it's on that coach to apologize as a man and still show these young men and some women, because some girls on the team too now, you know what I mean. We had a girl last year from Germany, man, shout out to her. She's back in Germany, I believe it's Germany, I hope I got that right. But just to help out and stuff like that, man. But you know, I'm learning a lot from this game, man, and it gives me discernment. Or the Bible gives me discernment to see how God is molding people and molding myself in this game that I'm a part of right now. And I'm on the coaching staff right now, man. I'm just learning a lot about others, learning working with others, learning about being patient with misunderstandings, cultural backgrounds, all that stuff. If this was last year, 2 years ago, I'd say 2 years ago, I couldn't see myself in this position that I'm in. So, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I hope that made sense to the listeners too. It's just something about the Friday Night Lights, man.
Yeah, man.
It really is.
Most definitely. And I reminisce being Dr. J, man, because I didn't get a chance to play high school football. I played middle school, but I wasn't good, man. I didn't practice enough, and I was decent playing basketball.
Yeah.
But I remember being mad at my mom, man, because it was my last year of Metro football in sixth grade. And if you're from the Fort Wayne area, man, Metro was where it was at. Mm-hmm. I played for the Rams, which, you know, we still hold the most championships, man. I don't keep up with it now. But I got my cousin, man. He holds the record, man, for most touchdowns scored. Still to this day, I don't think nobody broke his record. But I remember, man, that was supposed to be my breakout year. I was going to be on varsity my last year playing, and I was supposed to play wide receiver, man. And my mom didn't let me. For whatever reason, she didn't allow me to play that year. So I kind of gave up on it in on sports in general. And I think I was cool with it, man, because I never had nobody really to push me. I had, you know, my uncle was a coach, man, yeah. But he was always putting the sons in front of me or whatever. Here I am, 6'5", 120-ish, and they got me on the line blocking. I'm like, how you?
Oh, that's crazy.
That's crazy. I'm taller than him, crazy. And I can't play wide receiver. You know,
yeah,
so I was mad at that. Too,
and just to add some context to that, like, Courtney, goodness gracious, Courtney Long can run. Courtney would have been like quote me. I'm just talking about in stature now.
I'd have been like Mark.
That was my favorite player.
Julio.
As far as like stature, Jones, that is. Stature, man. Like, it was long, 6'5", real slim. Like, yeah. Long, big old hands.
And they did groom me, man. But then
Line? That's crazy.
He put me on the line, and I confronted him at Thanksgiving.
Yeah. You got to get, yeah.
Why you put me on the line, man? Oh, he gave me some wacky excuse. It's all good. Like, man, I'm taller than your son. I'm like, oh, you got me on the line. But getting back to what you were saying, man, I wish I would have had somebody like you back then to really push me like you pushed the students in Auburn, man, because...
Well, I appreciate
was,
that.
I was... Me, I'm gonna be honest, man. I'm lazy, cause me, I didn't want to get injured, so I never went hard on the court or on the field. You know what I mean? Because I knew I could dunk, but I never tried to dunk on nobody, cause I didn't want to be undercut. People, somebody came in the game and said, "Hey, we open." I'm going for them legs, even that, or don't go across the field. I'm gonna knock you. I'm gonna try to hurt you. And I was cool because I didn't want to have no bones broken, and I didn't have that. But I wonder what would have been had I went 100%. And I have no regrets, you know. I'm cool. I'm just saying, you know, had I had that opportunity.
Well, I further appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. I think that's what makes this. This job I'm doing so special. Like, I'm just trying to be what I wish I had when I was younger, when you were younger, one.
Yep.
And then two, on the bright side, man, you got three boys who you got a lot of range. How tall is there's we already I forgot how tall this
yeah,
range.
I'm she's shorter. She's 5'2".
Okay, so you got a lot of range, but even if your boy, let's just say when your boys is you 6'5", 6'6". So let's just say one of your kids is in the middle, 5'9". They're going to be stocky. They're going to be, you know what I mean, like long. Like, you get to pass that on and do what you didn't have, man. That's what it's about, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, all right, if you didn't have it growing up, God gives you the means and, most importantly, the wisdom and the knowledge and the discernment to pass it on to those underneath you. That's what it's about. Like, I think every kid should play a sport, something organized. It don't got to be a sport. It can be dancing or just something in the team, especially since we're in the social media era where everything is so isolated. You know what I mean? The communication is so isolated and the means is through a DM or email or text. And you know what I mean? Like, everybody should join some type of group setting just to help themselves out. And I think also, man, you know, our moms did what they could, man. You know, they didn't know better. Our pops not being there, so you know, I'm just happy we get it now, though. We get to pass that on,
yeah,
to whoever,
man. So yeah. I know I got my boys, man, and they, like I said, man, they like baseball, of course. They definitely want to play football, man, just from being there, under that, in the atmosphere. So I'm gonna definitely take them.
Something about them Friday night lights, man. Yeah, I'm Friday night lights. It's, boy, it's ooh wee, man. Especially, man, I can't even explain it. But you play football and you listen to this, or you know someone that plays football and you watch some Friday night games, man. Y'all get it.
Yeah, most definitely.
Y'all get it. I think how. High school football, man, maybe because it's like an innocent or it's a little more innocent. It's still politics and all that stuff, though, man. But I think high school football still has that hype. College do, too. And, you know, all the stuff going on with the NFL, man.
Right.
You know what I mean? But high school still has that innocence. It's a little pure, especially in, you know, certain states, man. It's, you know, this town shut down for the football games.
Yeah, especially school, the in-city rivalries, man. Those are where it's at.
Yeah. I know when I was in Huntsville, Alabama one time, and the town just shut down for the Friday night football game, man.
Yeah, football is religion, man, in the South, man.
It's just, man, ain't, yeah.
Hey, remember that, and it's been a while since I had cable,
But they had, I think MTV had like a backstory.
Love it.
You remember it? You know what I'm talking about?
Love it. That was my show.
Were they in Bama or Texas?
It was Bama.
Okay, man. That team was serious, man.
Loved it. They were the state of, I can't remember that show, man.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, because I remember the black dude name was Rewind something.
Uh-huh.
And and the quarterback was caught. Yeah, that team was solid. I can't remember what it was called, man, but
I can't either.
Yeah, man. Goodness gracious, I can't remember. It's gonna mess with me. But
Two a days.
What up? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it was two a days, man. Came on back in 2010.
Goodness gracious. Yeah, good stuff, man. That was a good show. Y'all check that out. Man, y'all check that out. Here's my question to you, man. I work in sports med, so I get to see some of the rates, orthopedic rates, and surgeries that are going through the roof. As a father, I'm talking to you because you got boys. How would you want your kids to get trained? Because now it can become lucrative through social media, and it's very fatty. It's about who can make their workout look the coolest. And sometimes a lot of guys in my position, man, they're not doing it wholeheartedly, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're just going for the fads and what looks cool, but that they're not developing.
Yeah. And speaking to you, Jay, like I said, man, I'm sending my boys to you because I know that you care, and I don't want the cute exercises, man. I want them to focus on technique. I want them to use every single muscle in their body, man. Whether they, you know, I want them to play various sports, man. I want them to run track, play baseball, play football, play basketball, soccer, or football, water polo. I mean, do it all, man. Work every fiber of your body. And one of the things that always sticks out to me, man, whenever you speak about sports is, man, it's biblical, man. And the Bible says, hey, enjoy your youth. Yep. Enjoy your youth, you know, work out. Because, you know, it's funny, man, where we always think that we're going to be young. We're always going to look young. We're always going to feel like this, man. And nobody ever thinks about getting old. You know what I mean? Like, now when I look at, you know, I look at my grandpa and I look at certain, you know, great aunts and uncles, man, who ain't moving as quickly as they used to. So, man, if you know, man, just enjoy your youth, man. And like me, I'm starting to really get back into really working out, man. But, you know, to get back into what I would want for my boys, I would want good technique. I would want them to be trained to know to take what they've learned from you into the gym. Okay, if I'm a squat, let me make sure I got the proper technique before I lift. Because my health and my safety is first.
Yeah.
Then I want to make sure that I'm doing that. I'm not in there just looking cute, but that I'm targeting certain muscle groups. You know, I know how to plan out my week. I know what foods to eat. I know when to rest. This is more of a mental thing with that. Then maybe if I don't work out, I can always do something active. You know what I mean? You know, maybe I can work on the sport that I'm playing. So if I'm in the season of running track, I might want to do something that, you know, I might want to play basketball and just work on my endurance and cardio.
Man.
So I want to take that from you.
I got a word. I got into an argument with last night. I was training two swimmers, two female swimmers last night, man. And just to give a little context about, like, women athletes, because the women – they're four times more likely to have a knee rupture than men. A lot of that, majority of that is non-contact. Where's the 49ers quarterback? He just tore his ACL, and he was just running down the sideline untouched. So, you know what I mean? And women are four more times likely to do that than ACL. So that's where my mind is first. All right, let me make these young women or young men aware of, you know, just some of the imbalances that they have. So I'm training these young girls, man, and they killed it. Great workout. Two dudes come upstairs, said something to the young lady, and he said, "Oh, if you can still talk, it's not a good workout."
Wow.
And I used to think like that before I even got into this field. Like, you got to be throwing up and all that stuff, man. But no, I said, no, that's not true, sir. I said, with all due respect, but I question myself too. I'm like, do y'all really mean respect when I say with all due respect? But
yeah.
Anyway.
It's just the caveat to really go in.
For sure.
Fishing it out there.
100.
It's a jab.
For sure. I said, it's a difference between conditioning and development. So, he started going down the history of what he used to do and what, you know, man, we like to feel macho about the stuff we think is manly. You know what I mean? I hit a guy so hard, or I was smelling sauce when I had a concussion. That was my concussion protocol. Or what else did he say, man? They were gone till they threw up. And, like, that doesn't necessarily mean you're developing. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't mean you're developing at all. I mean, and there's a time and place where you just need to grit and grind and keep going, though. But what I'm trying to say is, man, a lot of people compare their era to this era, or this era to the next era, and it's not. We can't do that, man. Last era, even our era, Courtney, we in between. We ain't old, but we ain't young. You know what I'm saying? We right in between, man. So even our era is different, man, but we can't compare. The numbers aren't lying, man. The rates, the orthopedic surgeries are through the roof. These kids 18 or under, man, are having more surgeries, and it's increasing every day. You know, we're in the era of the phone. You know, we talk about that a lot, but it's facts, man. We're in the era of the phone where more kids have a skill set and they're less athletic. Kids can shoot a jumper, but they can't really cut on the floor, or they can't really run down the court or even jump and grab a board properly. You know what I'm saying? They don't develop force. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. So I'm telling this to the guy, man. He gets quiet. And he said, "Well, this is how I used to do it." And I said, "Well, I bet you y'all had less injuries too. You can't compare them to this." I said, "I bet you your son has a phone in his hand too. And he doesn't go outside as much as you did." And he got quiet.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be smart. I'm just saying, like, one, don't come in. Whoa, I ain't gonna be smart. One, don't come in my area, my job, talking all that macho talk. Go on somewhere, and you talking to 2 15-year-old girls, and you an old man. That's, you know, that's one. Two, man, the times have changed, man. Like, we keep the foundation that stood against the test of time, but we have to train ladies differently, and more ladies are playing sports more than ever. You know what I'm saying? Like, way more females are playing sports more than ever, even a year ago, let alone 10, 15, 20 years ago. So that's just stuff I keep in mind, man. You know, keep in mind for you. And, you know, that's what I go through, man. Man, I can kill you. Anybody can do that, man. You don't need me to crush you and kill you. When I say kill, not literally, but I'm talking about killing a workout where you throwing up and pass out. But,
right,
you know. I care about the signs of it. I care about developing. I care about a kid developing more force and being powerful in the landing. I care about a kid landing properly. I care about the imbalance. A kid understanding that, hey, if you don't change this, man, you're not going to be able to do this, or you won't be able to perform because your brain is telling your body, I can't do that because I don't have mobility to. You know what I mean? That's what I care about. And then after that, man, we can get it in. Yeah. So, yeah, that's how I train, man. And that's biblical for me. Shout out to my coach who trained me. That's biblical for me. The Lord raises his children up in the way of the word. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And some of that may come off boring at first because it's, no, we got to build a foundation. And once you got that, man, you can do a lot of other stuff. So, I'm very Bible inspired when I'm training. So, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, most definitely, man.
Yeah, man. Hey, we're going to do this again. Let's come right back, man. Yeah, let's go come right back, man. Give y'all a little break. We're going to come Right back. Man, so
don't touch that tune. We got some more topics. For y'all.
Like we on the show. All right, man. Yeah. Yo, right back at it.
Yep, another one. Part two of this installment.
Yep. So, you know, we just want to show a little character doing it like this, man. I probably threw a little sound in there. And I repeat, if you listen to this on Spotify, it might be kind of out of whack. Like, yo, what's going on? You might not even hear the intermission transfer sounds and soundboard. And if you're on the Anchor app, you're going to hear all of that. So, you know what I mean? So just give y'all heads up, man. Let's speak about, man, there's so many more relationships in high school, bro. It's crazy. Like, that's a lot of relationships in high school, and they doing stuff that the game has changed because they're doing stuff that there's no way my moms or anybody will allow me to do. Like,
please elaborate, because I'm out the loop, man. I'm like 10% in because I delivered to a high school.
Okay,
I'm seeing the hands being held. I'm seeing them really kiss in public in front of everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of lovey-dovey type of stuff, man. And I wasn't really on to none of that, man.
Nah.
I know a couple of guys at Harding. I'm not going to say no names. But, you know, like for us, that wasn't the cool thing to do in the circle that I was
in. Nah, I couldn't get caught. I couldn't do it. Anybody catch me out there smoking.
Yeah, and reason being, though, and we're not glorifying sin.
Nah.
Just hear us out, though. One of the key reasons that, like, people, like, I had cousins put me on game, and then I knew this, you know, cognitively, I knew this. Well, I say consciously, I knew this. You didn't kiss a female in the dorms or out in public because there might have been somebody else you was trying to holler at, and if you were to make that decision, that was going to blow that, or that might have been somebody's friend who you had a crush on that you know, you just playing, you know,
music double standard
with the girls, basically.
Yeah.
So you didn't do certain
things. Oh, man.
Everybody was trying to adopt this facade of being this player type of deal. And, you know, MOB and no.
Okay. Oh, boy, we was, scum.
That was awesome back then.
Oh, we was trash.
What is it? Right, super trash, man.
Let me add a little context. So, and this is not even at the school. I've been feeling like this for like a good 2-3 years, man. Maybe even longer. But like, just when I proposed to my wife, man, I ain't play around with that. I've only proposed one time, right? I'm talking about any proposal. Like, not no proposal for something else. I proposed for her to marry me. It's the only time I ever got down on my knee. Mm-hmm. Now, man, I see the lines getting blurred. Like, people getting down on their knee for prom. People getting down on their knee for, you know, for, I seen it for homecoming. I'm like, homecoming? That ain't, you know, I might even take that serious.
Nah.
You know, homecoming dance? Nah, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, all type of stuff, man. People going all out for just proms. And I'm not saying don't go there and not be fly and fresh, but, I mean, people spend a lot of money. Parents spend a lot of bread for their child to feel like they at the gala ball or something, the Emmys or the Grammys. And there's a lot of – it seems like, man, talking to some young cats, man, there's some pressure, even more pressure than ever with being with young women and then young women being with young men. You know what I mean? Because we all know when a woman loves, man, she head over heels for a boy. I'm not ready for that, man, because we know my daughter get older, man. We can talk about that when that comes. But so, yeah, I'm just like, man. So, and here's my little backstory, like, you told me about yours, man. You didn't want to, you know, you play musical chairs with the girls. But, like, for me, I was an Army kid. I knew I was leaving. hey, I'm gone for 1 year. And like, I'm not glorifying this. I'm just saying my mind state. You know, I apologize to any girl out there, especially with me having a daughter. I was scum. I was, you know, I was trash. But, yeah, I was gone, man. You can't be my girlfriend. Nope. I'm leaving in 1 year. Because that's facts, and I'm gone. Another school. The same thing. Hey, no, we can't date. I'm leaving in 1 year. Facts. You know what I'm saying? And then another year. I'm leaving in 6 months. So that was my excuse, and it really wasn't an excuse. It's true. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I think the lines are blurred, man. Some things, just my opinion, some things should be kept and some things should stay pure. You know my saying, man, you do boyfriend and girlfriend stuff. No, do friend stuff with friends, boyfriend and girlfriend stuff with boyfriend and girlfriends, and then do marriage stuff with, you know, when you're married. Like, if not, man, the lines get blurred and this feels right and that feels right. It opens the door for a lot of heartbreak. Right. Opens the door for, you know, being broke, man. Like, it's just social media, man. It's cool. It looks cool when you take a picture on Instagram and there's a pressure because somebody else feels like, oh, I'm lonely. I said, find my soulmate by the age of 15, which is crazy. And there's some anomalies where we know some grandparents now that been together since they were 16, 15, 16. They are the anomaly. I think everyone else, man, you focus on your studies. You focus on being that age, whatever you are. Focus on, you know what I mean, your sport, man. Like, there's no way I couldn't do it, man. I couldn't live a married life at 15. And that's what's going on. No way. Yeah,
because we didn't want the shackles, man.
Nah, man.
From a carnal mind, I didn't want none of that. You know, I enjoyed being single, being my freedom. I just have the liberty of getting up and leaving without being bound to anything.
Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't imagine, bro. And then, like, when I did get in a relationship, because I never brought nobody around my family ever. Well, I had a situation, and when I was forced to, I was playing at another podcast, so that changed the topic. But, like, nobody, no girl, no woman ever been around my family but my wife. I got down on one knee to my wife. Nobody was even good enough to meet, like, some of my homies. That's just how I got down. I kept that very sacred. Because I knew having a girlfriend / fiance / wife was, like, three different things.
Yep.
I understood that, man. I don't know how I understood that, because you talk to a guy that, you know, grew up in a single-parent household, and my mom, you know, she dated, you know, a few men, and so I grew up seeing that. That's probably why. Now, think about it, like, I probably didn't take none of the men my mom dated serious. So that, now I think about it, so dating in school, even though I wanted to, there were some girls I think God kept me safe, you know what I mean? Safe from my curiosity, because I could have been out here hurting, you know what I mean? I dodged some bullets. Yep. I mean, God, the Lord kept me safe, man. But I think just seeing my mom, like, I ain't taking none of them men serious, because they ain't none of them here. And yeah. I ain't saying like my mom was out there. It wasn't a lot, but, you know, it was certain men that would be there and they gone. But yeah, I feel, man, the kids, man, they dealing with a lot, man. You got to take the picture like this. Then you got to find the right love caption, or you got to listen to a song and put it down for the caption. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not love, man.
And some of it's cool. It's just, I never forget, a minister said this. He said, man, you know, we don't allow our daughters to date, you know, in high school and middle school, because we don't want them practicing divorce.
Word.
So we would just rather for y'all just to be friends, or not even friends. Yeah, man, you don't really need no male friends. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it just depends on the background of that parent and how they were raised. Yeah. But, you know, it's nothing wrong with, I guess, having some friends, but it shouldn't be like that. And then I remember having some good friends that were real good at sports, man, playing basketball. I had one guy tell me, he said, hey, I don't date during the season.
Because I think that's a good rule, low key.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion. That's my opinion.
And let me just say that. I pondered, and then we talked, and I said, I get it.
Yeah.
You ain't got time to be doing your thing on the court and wondering who trying to holler at her on the stands, and then y'all going through it the night before the game, and you pondering that, and your performance ain't good because it's just that age-old rule, man. Like, women, you know, like, the smallest thing, because you going to care about everything.
When y'all especially at that age, everything gets to you.
Everything gets to you, man.
Stressing. So, boy, I can tell what, like, dudes in the school is, like, down, man. I'm like, what's wrong? And then, you know, they be moping. They don't even want to speak to me. I'm like, man, such and such got a girlfriend. Yep, Coach Collins. Yep, I can tell. You know what I mean? I can just tell. I told the girls the same thing. Like, the female athletes that I work with, you single? No, I don't have a boyfriend. Stay like that. Don't talk to them, especially during the season. Don't get sidetracked.
Yeah.
And then if they do got a boyfriend, because I like talking to the girls, man. You know, girls tell you the truth. Guys, you know, we don't know how to word things. You know, those type of emotions for a guy is weird, man. You don't know how to describe it. You don't know why you feel this way. You know what I'm saying? It's, I do something to you. Girls like that feeling, man. They understand that loving feeling. They understand that nurturing feeling, man. You ask us, man, what's wrong, man? Nothing. You ask a girl, man, she tell it all, man. You feeling like, man, you write a poem. But, yeah, I tell the girls, man, that the female athletes, man, if you got a boyfriend, look. If this ain't going to work, don't waste each other's time. Okay? Focus on what you're doing and better yourself.
Right.
Now, trust me, there's life after high school.
And I used to get mad at certain dudes, too, man. Like, at where I am now in my life, man, there was an individual that we know of, man. Rest in peace. That's what I'll say on that. But I remember being in a certain area, man, and we worked at the at a shoe store together, man. And he looked at me, was like, man, Doug, you know, you changed your life around. And man, you know, he was kind of at a loss for words. And I remember an hour or so later, I was watching him on the floor, man. We were both making ourselves or whatever, man. But he was eyeing everything that was coming through. I'm like, man, you got a kid on the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you involved with this person, man. Like, why would you do that to her, man? What'd she do to you? Because I'm real big on relationships. Like, man, like me, I love my wife, man. So me, I say this boldly in Christ, man. But I'll never cheat on my wife or try to hurt her. You know what I mean? By hollering at something else. You know, like you said, man. When I got on my knee and I proposed to my wife, I was serious. You know what I mean? Like, this is it. You know, and I meant my vows. So when I was looking at him, I said, man, you know what you doing? You playing house. You driving a car without a license. You know, so that ain't fair for me. You know, me, I'm committed, married. You know, I got three kids, but you out here, you got one in the oven, but you hollering at everything else, man, while she's back home throwing up, going through that process in school, and that's how you treat her outside of work. And he just got quiet. I said, man, don't do that to her. Don't waste her time, man. Just come out and straight up and just tell her, like, you know, hey, I don't want to be with you. I'm doing this behind your back, and let her know, even though you're not going to do that. But I recommend that for any young man that's listening, you know, and I'm speaking to men on this. If you already know that you just want the cookie and you don't want to take care of the jar and the cookie by being responsible and putting the ring on that thing, don't waste her time or do it. Leave her alone and stop trying to do what married folk do and reproduce.
Oh, man, trying to get in them James.
Yeah, that's it, man. You just a little lustful. Take a cold shower, eat you some Skittles.
Take a cold shower.
Yeah, man, and stay out of that, man, because you'll save yourself from heartache.
Yeah, man, you don't want that, man. You don't want that, man. You know, until the young ladies, man.
Read between the lines. You got it. Women, you got to definitely got to have discernment, man. But read between the lines with some of these cats.
Hey, man. some of them gambling lines be working, because I know I'd have used once again, I'm not glorifying, I'm just saying how trash I was.
I was garbage trash. Too. Please go ahead. I got a story.
I was trash. I ain't got no story. I'm just saying I was trash, man. Just trying to, you know, get certain girls or just really not interested in. I was just lustful. A lot of guys is lustful. Let's break down, you know, real quick, lust and love.
Oh, well, the short answer is love gives, lust takes. So if you in lust, all you want is basically the cookie inside the jar.
Inside them jeans.
But love is going to want to take care of the jar and the cookie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You want to be responsible. But we were definitely in lust, and I knew I was because...
I was in lust, bro.
I had some of the wackest pickup lines, man. I was like... I always felt convicted because I used to always hear Craig's mom, for some of y'all that watch Friday, when you know what your problem is, you have no game. That was me. I was like, okay, I'm not witty enough to just do the one liners. And shout out, man, to Will Smith, man. Happy birthday to him today. Praying for him as well, man, that the Lord touch him. But I remember taking some of his pickup lines. But I
he had some horrible lines for the Fresh Prince.
But I knew I had them when they started laughing.
Yeah.
You know? So
Hey, boy, he took Will Smith lines because they made girls laugh because they was corny.
Yeah.
Will Smith was corny funny.
Corny funny, man.
But if I got a girl to laugh, man, it was
on. But when I started being myself and I just started approaching them from a genuine perspective, I said, okay, I could just be me and I can go ahead and put them in my shopping cart. Right? Yeah. This is when I was carnal. That's why, man, I can go ahead and bag them or whatever. But as I matured, man, and I met my wife, I told a few jokes in orientation. And I'll get off this, though, but like me.
You're a funny wife, dude, so.
Because I was joning all the people in the class, and my wife knew it.
A.K.A. roasting for y'all. Yeah, you know, roasting. Slang a little different.
But I remember being the class clown at, 23 and that? That's the rest care orientation. And my wife, you know, with my Desiree, she was in there. She was my wife or my girlfriend at the time. But I peeped her, and I squared her up first. I looked at her face, looked at the toes. You know how we are, Josh. We got the feet. I was like, and basically, I'm just instant internally. I'm just checking my box off. Like, yep.
Oh, everybody, every man got that box of what they attracted.
Yeah, you got that checklist, man. Basically, what you looking
on? They girl,
So anyway, I was just telling jokes. Everybody laughed, but she laughed a few seconds longer, and it was that second. That I needed.
Yeah.
And I said, yep, it's time to approach. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man. We'll get on that, man, when we do our episode, man, coming up on the 7th year anniversary in November, man, of how we met. And, and just give a little feedback for those who are thinking of what we're thinking now as far as being in relationships at all, man. So we got some real wisdom, and I can't wait for her to speak on some topics, though. But be careful, young ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, just I'm always, careful. Man, shout out to the fellas. I'm always thinking about, man, because I got a daughter, man. I be thinking about the ladies, man. Like, oh, my gosh. The dude she dating is so corny. I look at him like little sisters. I'm like, oh, man, he's so corny, man. Like, that was me. That was me. Don't fall for that. No, that's fake, man.
Super
no.
Fake.
Yeah, he ain't giving you no gourmet meal. He give you that microwave meal.
That's it.
Instant.
He's giving you instant the dollar menu. He's giving you the mixed double, that dry bun.
And that's a double entendre. Take it how you will. Right. That's a double entendre, maybe triple entendre. But
elaborate on that, man, real quick.
Was that
double entendre, man?
It's just a double meaning, man. You know, I'm not literally talking about food when I say, she getting a microwave meal. I'm saying, like, it's instant gratification. It's lust. It's not long-term love that's patient and waits and endures. That's what love is. Yeah. And that's the double meaning is what I'm saying, man.
Yep.
And shoot, he probably is buying something off the dollar menu because you can't cook.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, all I'm saying is, man, I just want to pray for the ladies. I want to pray the young women. I want to pray for the fellas, man. And I get it, man. I get it. I've been there. I'm married now. Never do that. But I was trash. I was trash.
And it was really what we was listening to, man, from what we were watching, what we was listening to, especially hip hop culture, because there's a lot of frauds and whack dudes out there. Like me, I really don't say a lot of names, but I'm going to say a name, Josh. Got to say one. And we in the clear because they're not going to listen to this. But one of the person that I'm disappointed in that used to spit a lot of game on relationships, now he doing his girl dirty, and that's my guy, T.I., man. I'm disappointed in him, man. Because you got tracks of why you want to do that and all that, you know, you can have with it. And I hated a couple of them songs, man. But I liked his style, man. He was one of my favorite rappers.
T.I., yeah.
But like, you got a queen, and why you doing her like that, man? You know what I mean? It's just like you come off cornball because now everything that you used to always uplift and try to put young dudes on game, you're not following your own advice, so now you a fraud to me. You know, you're not upholding your own standard when you approach women. So, like, now, like you said, with the social media thing, everybody sees that now. You know what I mean? You married and you want other females? Like, that's not a man of God, of course. I'm praying for his salvation as well, too. But that's not the example or model you want to follow, man, when it comes to relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because I'm like, man, you know, that's like me doing that with my wife or being hugged up with somebody else that I'm not married to. And here she is working at the house doing her thing, man, working together as a team. And I'm over here doing the opposite. You know what I mean? Just violating the trust that we built. So, nah, man, I don't respect any man that do that. Not just him, but just any man. You whack to me for doing that.
Yeah. See, man, you say that, like, so couples that are, let's say couples that are playing sports, man, that's juggling their girlfriend, school, maybe even a job, man, because I get that. Mom or dad, you got to get a job. You got to help out. I get that. Like, having a woman is nice, and it feels great, but that doesn't mean you need a woman now. Same thing with ladies, man. That doesn't mean you need a man now. And sometimes, man, I remember talking to a girl a while back. I would not say her name. Sometimes, man, people say, I can't believe we broke up. We've been dating for 5 years. And I'm like, how old are you? You 19? Man, you know how much life you got after that 5 years? You got a lot. Like, look, go ahead, get your tears out. And then go ahead and go, you know, get fly, get your nails done, get in the mirror, you're going to be fine.
Right.
So you're going to be straight. Trust me. He's probably going to be calling back, you know.
And don't even hit the ignore button because, like Josh just said, go get your toes, go get your,
go get it right.
Go get your hair done. You're going to be Tony the Tiger great.
And
enjoy your youth, man. Don't rush out here to do grown folks things just yet. Just enjoy yourself. Develop, number one. Get to know you and love you. Know your value. Quick analogy, man, and I'll let you finish your point. I remember, man, my man of God said that he was working out at the gym. And that he said, as he was getting ready to leave, there were some guys in the gym playing basketball. So they was going fast breaks and they was doing these crazy dunks. So he stopped. He was like, man, these guys, man, he was just pointing at certain dudes like, hey, he's going to the league. He's going to the league. So he said, as he kept looking, he looked at the goal and he got mad because they lowered the rim. That's why they was being able to do all those dunks. And his point was for the women, when you lower your standard, anybody can dunk on you.
When you raise the standard to where it should be, it's going to take somebody with special athleticism and skill to be able to dunk on you. So young ladies and young men, know your value, know your worth, know this, and put yourself at a godly, biblical standard, man, and you'll catch the right one.
That's where it's at, man. That biblical standard changed my life. That's the reason I'm married. So, yeah. Let's wait. Let's get on celibacy and really talk about God later. We'll talk about celibacy. I don't even know if he want me to say this. I don't know. He might not care. I'm going to be careful, though. Tread water, like. But there's somebody in the school I work at. I'm encouraged by this dude, man. This dude, he doesn't even know this. So I just want to say how encouraged I am, because he met his wife, you know, he waited to marriage to, you know what I mean, to have intercourse, do that thing, you know what I'm saying? Right. And, you know, love his wife like no other, man. Has two kids, loves the Lord. I just look up to him like, man. And I don't even know if the kids know that or not. I don't know. But I wish I had somebody like that around me. Like, I ain't seen no model of, you know what I'm saying, a marriage or anything. But it was celibate, man. I think he's younger than me, like by a couple years. Younger than us by a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, man, I'm very encouraged by that. But, yeah, we'll talk celibacy on the next one, man. We'll make a segment and we'll talk about it, man. You know, but, it's about that time, man. We call it quits.
Yes, so, it is.
So, we say this every podcast. So, I ain't gonna say nothing about a website or anything, but it's coming. That's all I'm gonna say. It's coming.
Yeah, man, it's coming. Stay tuned.
It's coming.
As always, man, Finish Works brand, YouTube, Instagram. No other platform. We only rock it with Instagram as well, too. We got some major things in on standby, man. We super duper excited. Paperwork is complete. That's how I lay though, bro. That paperwork is
Wise.
I'm cheesing on that, man, from a business geek, nerd, analytical standpoint. But for all of those that listen to the podcast, God bless you and your family.
Go ahead. One more thing. We do these late, man. It's by the time we post it, man, it's gonna be in the morning time, but hey, it's almost 11 o'clock at night. We don't both have long shifts. So I'm just saying, forgive us if we sound like we slurring or, you know, I am a little sleepy, man. But have some grace on this, man. Have some grace on this podcast as we grow. So, Josh Collins.
Courtney Douglas, man. Until next time.
Peace.